Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation to look at the impact of what happened today with President Trump's arraignment, with the details being announced of scheduling on pretrial hearings and the trial and limitations. And with all of this going on, is it true that Trump can't win? Not a chance, says Rich Lowry of National Review. He's the editor-in-chief of the most influential conservative publication in the country, and he has a controversial piece that was just posted over at Politico.com under the heading, Trump actually has pretty good odds of getting back to the White House. Rich Lowry is the author of The Case for Nationalism. He is the editor of National Review. Rich, what do you say about a new poll just published today? And it's a Reuters-Ipsos poll. It says that nearly half of Republicans say they will not vote for President Trump if he were convicted of a felony. And 52% wouldn't vote for him if he was in prison on Election Day.
Well, we'll see. I'll believe it when he's in prison. I'll believe it when he's in prison and they actually don't vote for him. I just think, we'll see. My mother passed away a couple of years ago, my dear mother, but she lived in Virginia, and in 2016 didn't like Hillary or Trump. She's a Republican, but, kind of a relatively moderate one. And I remember she asked me, Richie, who should I vote for? She voted early because she was getting up there. And I was like, I'm not saying you should do this, but Evan McMullen's on the ballot if you want to vote for someone else. You don't want, like, Hillary or Trump, and you don't want to vote for Hillary. And she said, okay, great. She voted for Evan McMullen. And then, like, a week before the election, she's like, who's that idiot you had me vote for? I want to vote for Trump. You know, there's this swing at the end. So we'll see. I don't think he's going to be in jail on Election Day. I think he has a very good chance of winning the nomination. He's not a lock, but, it's a strong chance. And once you win the nomination, you inherit about 45% of the vote and at least 200 electoral votes, and you can build from there. And even if the odds are against him, if he's a nominee, let's say like the 70-30 pro-Biden play, 30% chance things happen all the time. If you're a baseball fan, a good hitter gets a hit about 30% of the time, and you're not shocked when it happens.
Really good hitter. Yeah, somebody with a 300 batting average is a big all-star today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, especially today.
Yeah. And, okay, so we've established that, by the way, if it's a baseball player, that Ron DeSantis had an over 300 average when he played Ivy League baseball for the Yale Bulldogs.
It's impressive.
Yes.
There's a history baseball. Of Republican nominees playing baseball for Yale.
Yes, because you have George Herbert Walker Bush, also as captain of the Yale baseball team. But in any event, back to President Trump and his chances of winning. I read your piece, and as usual, it's smart and it's well argued, and there's not much to disagree with here, except your assumption is that the candidate for the Democrats is 100% going to be Joe Biden. And for reasons that you even acknowledge in your column, I still think it's possible, and some would even say it's likely, that Joe Biden will not be the Democratic nominee. And you mentioned the idea if he has some kind of fall, serious fall, or a health emergency, or if the economy does not have a soft landing, if it has a hard landing. Don't you think that Democrats... are still at least this whole idea of what's the story with this debate now between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis? They both have nothing better to do?
Yeah. So it's definitely there's some chance that Biden is not the nominee. I didn't get into that because it's almost 900 words or whatever it is. It's just fairly long for a column, but still you just can't get it into everything. But I do think it's less that Biden is like the uniquely strong candidate who can defeat Trump now, I think, as Democrats have traditionally thought about it. It's more like Biden needs Trump to win, you know. Biden's desperately unpopular, but Trump is just as unpopular. Biden has this growing scandal where the gun is looking a little smokier every day practically, but you know, Trump has his own ethical problems, and Biden is 80 years old and Trump 77. Now Trump is and seems much more robust, but Biden needs Trump to kind of cancel all that out. And I think if you put up a DeSantis, a Tim Scott, or someone else, unless the economy is going gangbusters, I think they'd have a pretty good chance of let's put it this way, a much better chance than Trump of winning.
Well, you actually say in your column that Trump remains the riskiest choice for Republicans. I would even go further than you. I mean, in other words, if you think about another Democratic candidate, whether it's a Gavin Newsom or it's a Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, or someone who is younger and less sullied and doesn't have a son named Hunter, doesn't Trump really need Biden to be the nominee for Trump to win?
Probably. I mean, this is why it's very much like 2016. You got two candidates who are very bad, each in their own way, and need the other to have a decent chance of winning. And Republicans concluded, I think, wrongly, since Trump won in 16, it was such a surprise, they were so glad to be done with the Clintons, that he was some sort of electoral juggernaut. When he drew the proverbial inside straight and had this very narrow path to victory, they just happened to tiptoe along and get to the finish line. And then same thing with Biden in 2020. You know, all right, he's this unique Trump slayer, but he barely won. You know, he won handily in the popular vote, but 10,000, 20,000 votes go the other way in several key states, and it would have gone the other way. So both in 16 and 20, Trump and the Democrat have been propped up by the weaknesses of the other side, and if we get a rematch in 24, I think that'll be true again.
What about the impact of the most recent indictments of President Trump, and particularly the response of the Trump legal team? And Trump himself, he sent out a Truth Social today addressing Mike Pence. And basically, it makes it sound like he's going to use the forthcoming trial as a means of going back over the whole election of 2020 and making the case that, yes, it was a stolen election. Not only did I believe it was a stolen election, but I was right. The election was stolen. Is that going to help his campaign?
No. A trial would presumably hurt him just because all the stuff would be litigated. That's not helpful. I think Trump's best case was that things were good when I was president, and I can do that again, and the guy who replaced me has messed it up big time, which I think has the advantage of being true. The weakest argument is, oh, gosh, I really won in 2020. And the candidates who said that last year in the midterms generally lost. It's something most people, they just agree or disagree. They don't want to hear about or focus on. The electorate tends to be future-oriented. So I think this, no doubt, it'd be very bad for Trump, a trial. We've already seen the effect of these indictments. You know, they've drained his political operation of money because it's all been spent on legal fees. And if these trials actually happen, you know, it's going to be not just take up resources, it's going to take up his time and his mental energy. So none of that's good, but there's a chance they get put off after the election. There's a chance some of these charges get thrown out, and there's even a chance of acquittal. And someone was saying this the other day, I think it was some Democrat. It's just people need to think about what would happen if there's an acquittal. You know, that would be a huge boost to Trump.
It would be, but that's if they get a trial done before Election Day. What would it mean if he's facing four or five different trials during the first months of his presidency? We'll get to that and more with Rich Lowry of National Review coming up on The MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure speaking with Rich Lowry from National Review. He has a balanced, sane, and very persuasive piece that says Trump actually has pretty good odds of getting back to the White House. And that's based on the idea that once you have the nomination of a major party, that means it's not, doesn't take a bolt out of the blue. One of the two major party nominees is going to win this thing. And it does appear that President Trump is heavily favored to actually win the nomination for the Republicans. let me ask you, Rich Lowry, because you think about everything, you write about everything. Have you given some consideration to what would be a very important decision for President Trump to make, either right before the convention at some point, or, of course, at the convention, which is who his running mate is likely to be? It's not going to be Mike Pence. You agree?
No, it's not going to be Mike Pence. I've thought about it a little bit. I'm not sure I have flashes of original insight. I just tend to think it's going to be someone more mainstream than a Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, the controversial politician, congresswoman down in Georgia, or Kerry Lake, the failed Arizona gubernatorial candidate who will probably run for Senate again. You know, wouldn't shock me if he like takes a look at a Tim Scott or something like that. But it may be, you know, if this race continues the way it looks now, that will be the main drama, you know, not whether Trump's going to be taken down or not in the primaries.
What have you heard this idea floating around, which I find horrifying, but that Trump would actually pick someone who's very popular in the polling among Republicans, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I just can't. I can't see it. He's popular in certain right wing circles. He has positions that are absolutely abhorrent to a lot of conservatives and Republicans. You know, pro lifers. Trump. You know, he's very transactional, but he's very focused on his base. He knows that the things he can't cross his base on are life issues and guns and judges, and he's not going to put someone on the ticket, I think, who's in another place on all those things. And, you know, Trump's not a young man. We just talked about there's some potential he's the next president of the United States, and if something happens to him, really, Robert F. Kennedy is going to inherit the mantle. So I understand the chatter, but I can't see that.
Okay, and what about the idea that one of the things that makes President Trump, I think, the vice presidential choice being more important than ever, is because President Trump is 77 years old. We don't know anything about his health, really, because he has not been transparent about releasing health records. And there is a possibility that at least one or two or maybe as many as three of these legal proceedings against him is going to continue when he becomes president. And he can pardon himself, presumably, from some of the federal charges, but there are state charges that are pending also. What does he do? If you're president of the United States and you're expected to sort of show up at a trial for with under state law for paying hush money to porn stars.
Yeah. I mean, it's uncharted territory. It's a very bad place for the country to be. That's why I think these prosecutors should have shown forbearance. I also think Republicans should nominate him. But neither, at least one of those things hasn't happened. It seems like the other's not going to happen either. So he would pardon himself and or just order his Justice Department to drop all the federal charges. So that would take care of that. But then, you know, what happens if he's down the road with he's been convicted of the Bragg, the Bragg charges, which I think are, you know, ridiculously shoddy, but New York jury, you never know. And then we have a charge probably coming from Fulton County as well. It's the reason why the Justice Department has a guidance. What's that?
And for racketeering, the charges from Fani Willis, that's what she says, that there's supposed to be like 20 people who are going to be indicted.
Yeah, it sounds like a stretch to me, but there's a reason why the Justice Department has guidance that you can't indict a sitting president, because then you get one prosecutor who has the power to hobble a presidency. And so in our constitutional scheme, it's Congress that has this power via impeachment. But we could be, again, in this uncharted territory that's just almost impossible to fathom.
Okay, the other thing, you were talking about why Robert Kennedy is unacceptable to so many Republicans, and one of the reasons is because he is very much on the Putin side of things regarding Ukraine. How does Trump finesse that? Because you mentioned people like Tim Scott. Tim Scott has been a big supporter of American aid to Ukraine. Trump, not so much. And loud voices in the Republican Party, not so much. How does the president finesse that in a race against Joe Biden?
Well, he can pick a Veep who's been on the same side of him in this debate, or if he picks a Veep who hasn't, that Veep will instantly change his or her mind and say how Trump was totally right. and he or she will totally defer to him. I think Trump, it's interesting, you know, obviously saying you know, make peace and you can do it in 24 hours is ridiculous. But I think, and he said this in an interview the other day, and some of the isolationist right was kind of criticizing him for it. You know, if Putin doesn't go along with whatever the scheme would be to end the war immediately, he said he'd give Ukraine more than it's ever gotten. And since I think it's unlikely that Putin would go along with whatever Trump was doing, I just wonder if he's president, if he wouldn't end up with something like the current policy we have now. Where we're, you know, supporting Ukraine because the alternative is just that it would potentially collapse.
One thing you did not mention in your column about Trump's odds of getting back to the White House is something that has been obsessing a lot of people on the left, which is the idea of no labels. If they run a Joe Manchin or a Larry Hogan for president, that would probably help the Republican side a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's another downside risk for Biden. Downside risks for Biden are health, the economy, the scandal, and some sort of independent or third-party candidate that siphons votes from him.
Right. Other than the very formidable Cornel West, the very formidable Rich Lowry, who is editor of National Review, his piece, a lot of Republicans will find very encouraging under the heading, Trump actually has pretty good odds of getting back to the White House. So how do we get back to sanity with the Washington State system of education? We'll be speaking to the Washington Policy Center about why it is that so many parents have been turning away from public schools and what you can do about maybe building a better system of public education. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The weekly unemployment report is showing more Americans are filing for benefits. A tweet from the Department of Labor says the number of initial claims for the week ending July 29th was 227,000. That's up from the previous week's total of 221,000. Devin Archer's testimony before Congress was released on Thursday, and Republicans say it proves that President Joe Biden knew about his son Hunter's business deals. This as Archer sits down with Tucker Carlson and talks about the impact he believes it had when former President Joe Biden was on some of Hunter's business calls.
I don't know if it was an orchestrated call in or not. It certainly was powerful, though, because, you know, if you're sitting with a foreign business person and you hear the vice president's voice, that's prize enough. I mean, that's pretty impactful stuff for anyone.
Tim Berg, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, not all good news here in the Great Northwest. In the state of Washington, private school enrollment has jumped by 25%. What that means is parents are fleeing our public school system. Why? And what do we do about it? Liv Finney is the director of the Center for Education at Washington Policy Center. Washington Policy Center, a conservative think tank that is absolutely necessary for our state and plays a very important role on all these policy issues. Prior to her work with WPC, Liv was an adjunct scholar focusing on education policy issues, authoring in-depth studies, including an overview of public school funding and an early learning proposals in Washington State. So, given the fact we're spending more and more money on education in this state, what's going so terribly wrong with driving students away, Liv?
Well, it's the COVID school shutdowns exposed the mediocre program that the public schools have been delivering. You know, remote learning, you'll recall, parents saw what was going on, what was not going on for their children in the public schools. And there has been a radical turn to pay attention to topics that have nothing to do with learning how to read, write, and do math and understand science. And so, as you said, the parents that have money have pulled their kids out and are now paying private school tuition, 25% increase in private school enrollment since the COVID school shutdown, since 2019, and a 42% increase in homeschooling since 2019. So if parents have time or money, they're pulling their kids out. And when you think about it, Michael, you know, how outdated is it to be assigned to a monopoly system in this day and age to educate your children when the rest of your life is full of choices of cell phone plans, choices of cars, choices of all kinds of things. Bicycles that are electrically driven. I mean, it's amazing what the private sector has delivered in terms of choice for people. But when it comes to public education, there is no choice. Most families are assigned to their local public school, whether or not that school is a good fit for their child. And so it's amazing to see what other states are doing. 32 other states, Puerto Rico, the District of Columbia, all offer families a school choice program that gives families direct aid to attend private school or to homeschool. And that,
yeah, we've been talking about this for such a long time. I mean, the idea of choice in education. One of the arguments I know that people on the other side use against it is what would happen is that people from big cities would all try to crowd into better schools in privileged suburbs. And somehow that couldn't work simply in terms of the financial base of those schools. So what do you do?
Well, that is a very that view is very static, doesn't understand that when you provide funding in this way, to give control to parents over the funding, their funding, so they can decide where to put their dollars, whether to stay. This is a voluntary program. They can stay in their traditional public school if they're happy. But if they're not, they can take their public dollars and pay a private school to educate their children. And the result will be, like what happens in the rest of the market, is a flourishing and a growth of new private school options. We're seeing that happen in states like Florida where school choice has been around and is much more broad-based. It's been around for much longer time. And so private schools are popping up in these places to serve the demand. So that's what will happen. So
would also presumably deal with some of the problems and challenges presented by people who want what is called woke curricula in our schools.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up, Michael, because the research is showing that this is this values proposition, that the dismay that parents feel when they see that children are being taught false history in the schools, are being taught to hate their country, are being taught to look at each other through the lens of race, a racist concept, are being taught that, you know, boys can turn into girls, that kind of thing. Most families don't want that for their children, and they are this is a factor that is really driving a lot of families away from public education. They're saying, no way, I'm not going to expose my children to this false ideology, and you can see why. So it's an amazing development that after closing the schools for nearly two years in Washington State, we were one of the last states to reopen our schools. They then take a radical left turn in the curriculum in a distraction that has nothing to do with teaching children how to read, write, and do math and science. And you should see the test scores, Michael, that, you know, it's clear the schools are making this woke ideology their top priority, not the teaching of children. So no wonder families are pulling the kids out. Families have to educate their children in the now for the future.
Let's make it clear, the problem isn't that we spend too little per student. How much does Washington State spend per student now in public schools?
So in this last school year, we're spending on average $19,000 per student on average statewide. In districts like rich districts like Seattle's, they're spending nearly $23,000 per student. So it's not a lack of funding.
And what's a typical tuition for a private school?
Oh, the average tuition for a private school is much lower. It's around $12,000 per student for elementary schools and around $16,000 per student for high schools. Now, these are some people will say, oh, you're crazy, it costs a lot more, but that's only for the very elite private schools. Most private schools are not elite. A lot of them are religious private schools, and their tuition is much less. So, and that's about the correct average, $12,000 for elementary school tuition and $16,000 for high school tuition. So, in other words, the public schools are now spending more money than the average tuition at a private school, which shows you that if we were to pass a school choice program, it could be done well within the budget of the state of Washington. I looked it up today. The number is nearly $20 billion that we spend each year on public education from all local federal and state resources. Okay, $20 billion. There's plenty of money to create a school choice program to meet the needs of children who are clearly not being served well by the public schools, especially low-income children trapped and failing under urban schools, special needs children, foster children. There are now the gifted children are not getting a proper education because this rogue ideology is leading districts to cancel the programs for gifted students. So,
well, again, what you're talking about is improving choice, improving the quality of education, at the same time that you're saving the taxpayer money, which is such an extraordinary deal, what people would call a no-brainer with the proper education. Please go directly to our website, look up the Washington Policy Center. This is an operation and an organization that is highly worthy of support and of your interest. And Liv Finney, I appreciate your work and your fount of information and energy and perspective on these issues. When we come back, another issue which really has to do with a national crisis of government dysfunction and the rating downgrade and the crushing burden in the future of interest on the national debt. We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael MedVed Show.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedVed.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedVed.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The problems about our politics right now is that so much of it is focused on character assassination on one side or another, or all sides, basically trying to show that so-and-so is a crook, and no, the other guy's even a worse crook, and they all belong in jail. And meanwhile, with all that going on, the real malfeasance, the real problems of the country don't get the attention that they require. Here's a brute fact, and you can check it out all you want. No one disagrees with this. This is the truth, and it's horrifying. The national debt is on a course to double relative to the size of America's economy in the next 30 years. And as the debt grows, so will the cost of interest payments. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that interest on the national debt will consume one-third of the entire federal budget by 2050. That means that more than 30 cents of every dollar taxed out of the economy will be directed toward the ongoing costs of past deficit spending rather than being used to cover government services. And those government services, by the way, include building up the military, dealing with threats like China and Iran and Russia. In any event, this is from Reason Magazine, which particularly on financial issues is traditionally libertarian and solid. The mountain of debt, they write, will slow economic growth, drive up interest payments to foreign holders of U.S. debt, elevate the risk of a fiscal crisis, increase the likelihood of other adverse effects that could occur more gradually, and make the nation's fiscal position more vulnerable to an increase in interest rates. Fitch Ratings is the second of the big three credit rating firms to downgrade the federal government from the highest to the second highest category. In 2011, Standard & Poor's S&P knocked America's debt rating from AAA to AA+, where it remains today. That change followed a tense political standoff over the debt ceiling through the federal government, though the federal government had a now quaint $14 trillion in debt at the time. The current total is not $14 trillion. The current difference between 2011 and today, 12 years, it's now $32.6 trillion. It's more than twice as much as it was. That's why you have polls that come out that give you information like this. This is the CNN poll, the report about what it shows on people trusting Republicans in Congress or President Biden. This is clip 8.
In this poll, People are also asked who they trust more on the handling of major issues. This really sticks out.
Yeah, it does. You know, they ask congressional Republicans or the President of the United States. And we know congressional approval rating tends to be very, very low.
Yeah, like in the tank. I mean, like you can say it without even looking at the latest poll.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mass murderers sometimes have greater approval ratings than Congress. But what we see here is that more people actually trust congressional Republicans than President Biden on the most important issues of the day. And this, to me, is a very worrying sign for the president going into the presidential election year, because the fact is, if he's doing this poorly against congressional Republicans, imagine how he might do against a presidential candidate from the Republican side.
There is that, obviously. Then there's a CNN senior data reporter on the popularity of Bidenomics. Listen, clip four.
And I'll note the reason why that his approval rating is so low at this point is because it comes down to the economy. If you look at Joe Biden's approval on the economy right now, it stinks. It is well below 40%. You see it there. 37% approval on the economy, and that's the top issue in our poll. So I don't think it's much of a surprise, if you are stinking on the issue that's most important to the American public, that your approval rating also stinks.
This is amazing and very well worth paying attention to. Meanwhile, you need some supernatural help at a time like this. There is a movie, a film that was very successful very recently. It's The Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. It's brand new now on DVD, and it's available on streaming. So is it worth actually watching? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
One of the favorite teams of the MCU, the Marvel Comics Universe, is back. This time, the highly diverse and inclusive ensemble has to deal with a new diabolical threat, played by Chuck Woody Awuji and known as the High Evolutionary in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
My sacred mission is to create the perfect society.
He didn't want to make things perfect. He just hated things the way they are.
The lavishly crafted and flamboyantly bizarre world presented here, including a compelling counter-earth, helped to jam this 2.5-hour movie full of action and emotion, with special emphasis on the deep affection for the cast members for one another. By the film's conclusion, however, it begins to feel wearying rather than wonderful. Rated PG-13, 2.5 stars for the ambitious, sometimes over-the-top Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And again, just released on DVD and for streaming. Right now, there is such a broad-based distaste for the prospect of a presidential race, which will seemingly go on forever. I mean, again, we're just coming up to the first debate that will be this month. But beyond that, we will be having a race that will most likely feature Donald Trump as the Republican nominee and Joe Biden as the Democratic nominee, both of whom face all kinds of charges against them, the ravages of old age. Trump is 77, Biden is 80. It's a not a glorious situation, and it has led a lot of people to consider the idea of third parties. Now, the best thing to do when you have that inclination is to tune in the show tomorrow, because we have a very special show which gives you a full history of third parties in the United States. And it also explains to you why the Republican Party, even though it was a new party back in 1854 when they first ran candidates all over the country for Congress, by 1860, when Abraham Lincoln actually won and became the first Republican president, the Republican Party was a major party. It was the party that ran the House of Representatives and that had replaced the Whigs. So what about this history of third parties in the United States? Tune in tomorrow to the to listen to that history of third parties. And there are other questions that are coming up that are pressing right now. There are two full moons in the month of August. Isn't that remarkable? So on Monday, we have a special conspiracy show classic program. And several outlets are asking this: where is Melania Trump? You haven't heard much about her. She hasn't turned up at any of the rallies or any of the arraignments. I guess you can understand why she wouldn't be at the arraignments. And Vivek Ramaswamy says he doesn't believe the government has told us the truth about September 11th, 2001. And if he doesn't believe the government, then who does he believe on that particular issue? We will get to that. We will get to also the prospect of actually having someone elected president of the United States who is in the midst of facing criminal charges in a variety of trials. This is not just a speculation. It is one of those things that if you actually look at the likelihood of President Trump winning the Republican nomination, it's very, very real. And also, you will be pleased to know that an official in charge of promoting Islamic values has just been lost his position because of a sex tape involving violation of Islamic values in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Couldn't happen to nicer people, not in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.